Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And we're back with our final segment with Nick Pope. Nick, we are talking about how Hynek was changed dramatically from the Lonnie Zamora Socorro, New Mexico case of the police officer. That really, really changed him, didn't it?
Yes, I think it's interesting. With some people in this subject, it's a gradual process whereby they change their minds. But with others, it's almost like there's a single moment, one case, one revelatory moment.
Let's go to Dave in New Mexico to get us started here. Go ahead, David.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hi.
It just so happens that I live here in Socorro County.
Oh, wow.
I never did get a. It didn't occur to me to attempt to see if I could talk to Lonnie before he passed a few years back. But I do know that the current sheriff here in Socorro County, and I'm certain that he would have talked to him probably many times. And so sometime I'll talk to our sheriff and see what he knows and share any news.
Oh, please, yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, so I had two-part question on the UFO thing, but first of all, since you mentioned the X-Files, the writer-producer Vince Gilligan of the X-Files
mm-hmm.
went on to create and head write and direct and
great Breaking Bad, right?
Yeah, I was in the pilot of Breaking Bad before it was cool. And when we were filming that scene in Walter White's house in his living room, I was an extra background, and I was also the stand-in for Hank, the DEA agent.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And funny thing is that in that scene there was some action and some dialogue between Hank and Walt in the party scene in the living room, and I saw how I could make that action and that dialogue even funnier than what it was. And I told Vince Gilligan about it. He was in the room doing the directing, and he immediately cracked up and thought that my version was better than his, which was, I thought was pretty cool because he was, such a polished writer director, and I bested him. Anyway, they didn't change it because, they'd have to change too many things, but anyhow, that was kind of fun.
That's cool.
On the UFO thing, a two-part question, and I'm sure it's been asked and answered many times by many different people, but if we're being visited, I don't see, I mean, as far as my personal view goes, I don't really understand why any beings visiting us would go to such great lengths to try to hide it from us. And then the other part of that is, if they're hiding from we the people, but in contact with our government, why is our government so afraid of letting us in on it.
Always that big question, Nick. Why don't they want us to know?
Well, I think taking the second part first, I think it's to do with governments obviously exist by projecting power and authority. So to acknowledge that not only might there be things that they don't know, but there might be things more powerful than them, I think takes government to an uncomfortable and difficult place that they don't want to go. To the first part of the question, I would say it's probably the anthropological principle. If we're being visited, clearly we're not going to have anything to teach the extraterrestrials about science, technology, etc. But they'll be interested in us, I would think, if they're interested, in us as an emerging civilization from a sort of, as I say, an anthropological view. And that being the case, obviously, I hate to use this phrase, but it's almost like the Star Trek Prime Directive. The moment you land on the White House lawn, the cat's out of the bag, and you get this kind of cultural contamination. So the only way to observe us in our natural form is not to make that outright open contact.
It would seem, Nick, that the ancient aliens who visited us in the past were a little more well-known and didn't seem to hide themselves as much.
Well, maybe that's because in prehistory, if that theory is true, then we were dealing with clearly civilizations that didn't have the kind of interconnectivity that we have today, didn't have, you know, photography, video, didn't have a media. So if something happened in a particular location, it's not like it would be instantly known all around the world and proven beyond reasonable doubt. It would just be a story, an experience for people who happened to be on the spot when something happened.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart Podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into what lies beneath the glitzy image of Hollywood's golden age and all the sex, money, and murder that's been swept under the rug for decades. Using the Variety archives, each episode offers a rare glimpse into little-known casting couch stories that have long lived in the shadows. So join us as we navigate the tangled web of Hollywood's secret history with host Tracy Patton, along with expert Variety reporters and correspondents, as they discuss the secret history of the casting couch to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi, guys. Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
East of the Rockies, Brian in Indianapolis. Brian, go ahead.
Hey, George, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I apologize if this connection is bad. It's like two above with the wind chill of 22 below right now here.
Ouch.
No doubt. Hey, Nick, it's an honor to talk to you again, sir.
Thank you.
And my wife loves your British accent, by the way. She's kind of jealous that I'm had the opportunity to talk to you tonight. She's always – there's a couple questions. While I was on hold here, the gentleman before me kind of asked, why is it so difficult for the federal government to comprehend that the George Norrie's army, the people that listen to the show, already understand that the aliens have already visited us. But – here, I got another question that was even more important. What would if they revealed that aliens have visited us, which they have, what would it do to the world religion? Because I watched an old ancient alien show over the weekend, and that question was posed. So what would it do to the world religion if they would reveal that, yes, extraterrestrials have visited us? And I'll take my answer off the air. And, George, I'm hoping to see you in Columbus on May 11th.
Oh, super, Brian. You come up and introduce yourself.
I got the wife talked into it.
Perfect, perfect. We'll see you at the meet and greet as well. But go ahead, Nick.
Well, yes, religion, again, it's always at the forefront of what people are perhaps most interested and sometimes concerned about. I think there has been some research into this. Many of the world's religions are thinking about how they would respond to this, and they all say that they would be robust enough to incorporate this new information. And I've heard Catholics, for example, say things like, well, if we find there's alien life, it will just prove that the glory of God's creation is bigger and more expansive than we had known previously, so no problem. But I've heard atheists say, well, you say that, but wait till it happens, and I think it's a classic case of no plan survives first contact with the enemy. I think it will be a challenging time for all the world's religions.
Didn't the Catholic Church also say that the belief in extraterrestrials does not negate one's belief in God?
Yes, yes, they did. The former director of the Vatican's observatory,
Balducci, before he passed away.
I met him, actually, yes. Now, let's see, there was Monsignor Corrado Balducci, but the person I was referring to was Jose Fuentes, I think. But they both, and indeed other prominent people, have said there is no doctrinal objection to the existence of alien life and indeed intelligent extraterrestrial life. But we'll see. We'll see when it actually happens how this unfolds. It may be very different. They talk a good talk, but we'll see.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's #1 entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts.
6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into what lies beneath the glitzy image of Hollywood's golden age and all the sex, money, and murder that's been swept under the rug for decades. Using the Variety Archives, each episode offers a rare glimpse into little-known casting couch stories that have long lived in the shadows. So join us as we navigate the tangled web of Hollywood's secret history with host Tracy Patton, along with expert Variety reporters and correspondents, as they discuss the secret history of the casting couch to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Steve in Florida is with us. First-time caller. Steven, go ahead.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Sure.
My question is this. Would you please let me know a little bit more about the demonic activity aspect of UFOs in the past with incidences? I remember an event where in the northern border of New Mexico, where the government was tunneling into one of their areas, and there was a lot of things going on where people got killed. And I was wondering if you could relate to that in terms of what do we know about demonic activity in UFOs?
Well, it's, again, almost another religious question, and it's interesting because there's a passage in the Bible, I think it's Ephesians, where it refers to Satan. And it describes him as, I think the quote goes, the prince of the power of the air. And it's that quote that seems to have convinced a number of fundamentalist Christians that UFO activity is somehow demonic. And it's interesting because Lou Elizondo talks about some roadblocks that he hit in the Pentagon with people who felt this is demonic, we shouldn't be messing with it, because once you start interacting with it, you feed it, so to speak. And there were some similar problems in the British government, too, with that kind of belief. I think it, my own view was, it got in the way of the more serious scientific research into this, when people threw up their hands and said, it's demons. But that view's out there, and again, you know, one has to accept that some people do believe that.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
Is he breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States.
In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.